Saul of Tarsus, later known as the Apostle Paul, stands as one of the most influential figures in early Christianity. His life journey, marked by fervent zeal and dramatic transformation, began with his rigorous education and culminated in his role as a fierce persecutor of the early Christian church before his renowned conversion. Saul was born in Tarsus, a major city in the Roman province of Cilicia, around the beginning of the first century. He was born into a devout Jewish family that adhered strictly to the traditions of the Pharisees. From a young age, Saul was immersed in Jewish law and traditions. He moved to Jerusalem to study under the respected Rabbi Gamaliel, one of the leading teachers of Jewish law. Saul's education under Gamaliel was extensive, grounding him in the scriptures and Jewish traditions, and shaping his theological perspective. This education made Saul a Pharisee of Pharisees, a title he would later claim to emphasize his devoutness and adherence to the law. Saul's fervent commitment to Judaism and the Pharisaic traditions fueled his initial hostility toward the burgeoning Christian movement. To Saul and many of his contemporaries, the followers of Jesus represented a dangerous sect that threatened the integrity and purity of Jewish law and tradition. Saul became a zealous defender of his faith, determined to eradicate what he saw as a blasphemous and heretical movement. The pivotal moment that highlighted Saul's role as a persecutor was the stoning of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Stephen, a deacon in the early church, was brought before the Sanhedrin on charges of blasphemy. Despite his passionate defense of the gospel, Stephen was condemned to death. Saul was present at this execution, tending the clothes of those who cast the stones, a role that symbolized his approval and participation in the act. This event marked the beginning of Saul's campaign against the Christians. He became a relentless persecutor, going from house to house, dragging out both men and women and committing them to prison. His actions caused many Christians to flee Jerusalem, inadvertently spreading the gospel further. Saul's dedication to his mission was driven by his deep conviction that he was serving God by defending the Jewish faith against what he perceived as a dangerous sect. He sought letters from the high priest to synagogues in Damascus, authorizing him to arrest any followers of the way he found there, intending to bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. Little did he know that his journey to Damascus would be a turning point, leading to his dramatic encounter with the risen Christ and transforming him into one of Christianity's most ardent apostles. In his early years, Saul of Tarsus exemplified the zeal of a Pharisee, fiercely committed to preserving his faith. His actions against the early Christians were marked by a profound conviction, reflecting the complexities and conflicts of a man who would later become a pivotal figure in spreading the very faith he once sought to destroy.